The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tamid Tafchof Tes. The Mishnah, towards the beginning of this daf, says, Kol ha'etzim kesherin le'maracha, all wood is kosher to be used with for the maracha that was made on the Mizbeach. Hein kol ha'etzim chutz mishal gefen v'shal zayis. Avo be'elu ha'yu regilim v'mirboya yishal ta'ena shal egoiz v'shal eit shemen. All wood is kosher for the maracha except for wood that comes from branches of vines and olive trees. Avo be'elu ha'yu regalin, they were regular to bring morbios, which is big branches of te'ena trees, and egois trees, and shemen trees. Te'ena is fig trees, egois is a certain kind of nut tree, I believe it's walnuts, and eight shemen, which l'chayra means olive trees. However, not all the Mefarshim learn that it is referring to olive trees. The Mefarish learns that it's referring to wood that lights like Ner Shemen. Which, in other words, according to the Aharon and Levaker, it means a Ilan Srak, it means a tree that is bare, that does not bear fruit. The Rav, however, says it is referring to a fruit tree, and it's referring to Shemen Aparsamite. Be that as it may, our Mishnah says that they would regularly bring wood for the Maracha from fig trees, egoist trees, and eight shemen trees, and they would not bring from vines and from olive trees. So eight shemen obviously cannot be olive trees, because it says before that they don't bring from olive trees. So the shemen must be, like one either the Mefarish said, like we mentioned before, either that it's a specific kind of tree that it lights like oil, or it's a shemen aparsamoin, it's a different kind of tree. The Gemara on the Amid Beis has a machlokes, why they would not bring from gefen and from zayis. The Gemara in one Mandamah says that we not bring from these is because Katri, they were full of gnats. And the other Mandamah of Achabay Akiv says they would not bring from these trees because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If the reason of gnats means, since it has gnats, it wasn't smooth, so it wouldn't burn well. And the other Mandamah says that because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they're going to take wood from the trees that bear fruit, olives and grapes, they're going to be mimate the amount of wine and oil that will be produced in Eretz Yisrael. Especially since in the Beis HaMikdash, they need to use a lot of wood, they're always burning wood constantly, so mimela, they will not bring from these types of, from wood from these types of trees. It's the Gemara then goes on to explain, according to the Man D'Amet, that Rav Achabai Yaakov, that they would not take from Geffen and Zayis, they would not use the grape and olive tree wood in order for the Maracha, because we wanted that there shouldn't be a limitation of fruit growing in Eretz Yisrael, at Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, so why would they take from Te'ena? Why would they take from date trees? Why would they take from fig trees? The Mishnah says they were regular to take from fig trees. So the Gemara says they would bring from fig trees that did not make pears, that did not produce pears, which, according to Mesam Mefarshim, means that they were old. It means that they were old. They are too old to produce fruit. So the Bashem and Zai is also permitted if it's too old. If it's old, so why is it? What's the difference between Zayis and Geffen and Teino? Both of them, if they're young, it's you don't bring, and if they're old, you would. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that the difference is that by Shemen, by olive trees and vines, even if they're old, they're going to bear fruit, they're going to have fruit. Masha Enkein, if it's a fig tree and it's old, then it doesn't regularly have fruit. It's mashma from the Gemara that the Gemara only explained that Te'eno, that the Mishnah says they would regularly bring from fig trees was from old fig trees, ones that don't have fruit. That the Gemara only said according to Rav Yaakov. But according to Rav Papa, that said that the reason why they did not bring from these trees was because of catchy, because of the gnats. So then I could say that the fig tree wood that they would bring wood even from trees that were young and had fruit. So in essence, according to one man, Omer, the Gemara says that according to one man, Omer, they would bring wood for the Mizbeach from fig trees that have figs on them. Regular, good, healthy, young fig trees that have fruit. You could all, so comes the Be'er Sheva. And the Be'er Sheva asks, how could they bring wood from the fig trees that have fruit? We know the Gemara of Bava Kama, Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, and the Gemara of Bava Basar brings it down. The Gemara says that there's a lav not to cut down, there's a lav not to cut down wood from a fruit tree. And the Gemara's Mevur, that this lav applies, this prohibition applies, even when they're not trying to capture a city. Even when they're not making a siege on a city. And not only that, the Gemara is Mevur, that besides for being a lav, besides for being a prohibition, it's also an issue of something that could cause a sakana. Somebody that does such a thing, the Gemara records of terrible things happen to somebody that did such a thing. Gemara says, one man, Amoira said, Chanina said that his son died because he cut down a fig tree too early. So there the Gemara says clearly that there's a prohibition and a sakana involved in cutting wood, in cutting down a fig tree. And by us, the Gemara says that regularly they would cut down fig trees, and according to one man, they would even do it from fig trees that have fruit. Perhaps you could ask also, because the Mishnah says egois, they would also regularly cut down from branches from an egois tree, luchayr, that also has fruit. And depending how you learn, but the Mishnah also said shall eat shemen, so you have to know what that eat shemen is. But certainly we can ask from the Gemara of Te'eno that according to Papa, they would cut down branches from fig trees that have fruit. So I was only frak the Be'er Sheva. So Be'er Sheva says, maybe the answer is that for the purpose of a big mitzvah, like bringing wood for the Maracha, bringing wood for the Mizbeach, perhaps for that there's no issue, there's no prohibition of cutting down wood from a fig tree, wood from a fruit tree. The Chayra, what the Be'er Sheva means is as follows. As we mentioned, there's a prohibition to cut down the wood from a fruit tree. You can't cut down a fruit tree. Like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Tadi Aleph Amid Beis. And this halacha is brought down in the Rambam, it's brought down in the Rif, it's brought down in the Tor, even though it's not brought down in Yeridei, it's brought down in Chashemish Besimishim Pegimel. And interestingly, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz in Yoyerdeya pretty much asks this question, why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. His question is actually, why doesn't Tor bring it down? one of the nice kingdom on the side says if you the Torah indeed does bring it down in another place very short but very briefly, but Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down. And the Taz wonders why Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down. He's asking the Torah, but it's a higher question on Shulchan Aruch as well. And the Taz himself brings it down. Let it be that the Torah does not bring it down, or Shulchan Aruch don't bring it down, but I am bringing it down, says the Taz, because the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, they all have this halacha. Now the Rosh, when he brings down this halacha, he says that nevertheless, the Gemara says that if it's damaging something else, you're allowed to cut it down. If this fruit tree is damaging another tree, and that other tree is more valuable, then you're allowed to cut down this fruit tree. And so the Rosh says, Hu Adin, similarly, if you need the place of where the tree is, you're allowed to cut down the fruit tree. In other words, if you have a good purpose, a good valuable purpose that's valid enough, you could indeed cut down a fruit tree. So the Chayra, what the Be'er Sheva means is that just like for monetary reasons, if it's valid enough, we could cut down a fruit tree. If it's more valuable than the tree, we could cut down the fruit tree. So too, if it's a big mitzvah, which to us is more valuable than some monetary value, so too we could cut down the fruit tree. The Chayra, that's what the Be'er Sheva means. And indeed, there's numerous achrayim that say this, the Panim Yafis. He deals with this question, not precisely, he deals with a question very similar to this, and from a halachic standpoint, that's the real practical application of this discussion. The Poskim, from here onward, we will, Be'ez Hashem, discuss this halachic shiloh. The question is, if someone is building a sukkah, and the sukkah has to be built tachas kibas hashemayim, you can't have a tree hanging over it that you could passel it if it's thick enough. And what happens if somebody needs a spot to build a sukkah, and the only spot he has, or it's very difficult to find another spot, the only spot is under a fruit tree, and he wants to cut down the whole fruit tree or part of the fruit tree in order to build a sukkah. To build a sukkah in its place, to build a sukkah underneath the branches. Is it permitted or is it prohibited? So the Panim Yafis discusses this and he says, there's a prohibition that you can't cut down the fruit tree. On the other hand, the person has a mitzvah that they want to be mekayim. So he says, if you want to make a calculation like asei deichaleis asei, and the asay, the mitzvah that he's about to do, let a sukkah, or having wood for the mizbeach, should push away the lav, should push away the prohibition of cutting down the tree. So it's not enough, because not only is it a lav of not cutting down the tree, but it's also an asay. Because the pasuk also says, the Sifri says, "Ki mimenu soichel zu mitzvah asei." But also the Sifri says the mitzvah lois asei. The Sifri tells us that there's an asei and a lois asei. There's a positive commandment and a negative commandment of not cutting down fruit trees. So says the Panim Yafis, since it involves an asei and a lois asei, so therefore the mitzvah that one is about to perform certainly cannot override the prohibition of cutting down the fruit tree. Nevertheless, he says, it would still be permitted, because just like we know that if it's a monetary purpose, and the monetary purpose is more valuable, you're allowed to cut down the tree. So too over here, for the mitzvah purpose is so great, so therefore, you're allowed to cut down the tree. And he brings the same raya from Arik Sogyo, because we see that they cut down wood of a fig tree for the maracha, for the mizbeach. And the pshat is because it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. And the purpose of a mitzvah is no worse than somebody that has a greater monetary value purpose. And so this is what numerous achrayim say, that for the purpose of a mitzvah, there is no issue at all. Not because there's an override. Not because it's aseh deichaleis aseh. But rather because the whole prohibition doesn't exist, like we mentioned, when there's a greater monetary value at its expense. That if leaving the tree will cause him a greater loss than the tree itself, then there's no problem of cutting down the tree. However, numerous achrayim say that even if there's no problem of cutting down a tree for the purpose of a mitzvah, as far as the prohibition is concerned, that even if we say the prohibition doesn't exist when it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, nevertheless, since there's an issue of sakana involved, the Gemara says that somehow there's a sakana involved with cutting down a fruit tree. So, a sakana issue, the mitzvah cannot satisfy. The mitzvah can take care of that there's no prohibition in a case when there's a necessity to cut it down for the mitzvah purpose. But the mitzvah purpose does not get rid of the sakana involved. And therefore, one should not cut down a fruit tree for the purpose of performing a mitzvah. However, other achrayim disagree the darche tshuva. And in Yeredeh Simikuf Tezayin Sikodin Nun Allah brings down a tshuva's gedule tahara that permits cutting down a fruit tree. His case was to build a shul. And he says that the schos of the mitzvah is certainly enough protection against the sakana that's involved in cutting down a fruit tree. And therefore, despite the fact that there's a prohibition, despite the fact that there's a sakana involved, for the purpose of a mitzvah, it would be permitted. Okay, so we have a machloikis so far. We have a machloikis if there's an issue of sakana for somebody to cut down a fruit tree for the purpose of a mitzvah. It also happens to be that some disagree with the whole concept, that some are of the opinion that for the purpose of a mitzvah, we do not permit cutting down the fruit tree as far as the prohibition is concerned. Some even disagree with that. So we have two opinions on the table. Some permit and some prohibit. Some say there's a sakana involved. Some say there's no sakana involved when cutting down for a mitzvah. The Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Zayin, Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Halacha Gimel, he brings down this Be'er Sheva that we mentioned, and he asks on the Be'er Sheva, I don't understand what's bothering you. The Mishnah and our Sugyo do not say that they would cut down the whole fig tree. It doesn't say they would cut down entire fig trees. They would cut down branches, they would cut down big branches of the fig tree. But it doesn't say they cut down the whole tree. Says the Mishnah LeMelech, if someone only cuts down part of the tree, that's not the prohibition at all. Says the Mishnah LeMelech, I don't understand the question of the Be'er Sheva. The prohibition is only to cut the tree, mishrashay, down to the root. To cut them branches? I don't know where it's hinted that there is such a prohibition. And since they were only cutting down branches, so this did not get involved in the prohibition at all, and apparently he would also not be concerned with the sakana involved, and therefore, if somebody will only cut down branches and not a whole tree, they're not getting involved, says the Mishnah LeMelech, in the entire discussion whatsoever. And so says also the Shailas HaTshuvos Beis Yaakov Simikuf Mem. So although the Be'er Sheva that we mentioned does not seem to hold of this idea of the Mishnah LeMelech, but the Mishnah LeMelech said so, the Beis Yaakov says so, there's a Mashmos and the Chavos Yoreh like that. However, there's a Beis Yitzchak, there's a Shailas HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak in Yeredeh Chelek Aleph Simikuf Mem Beis. He says an interesting thing. He wants to entertain a possibility that maybe cutting down part of a tree is also al tzchat yishir. We know that at least many, the Gemara is all sugi about this, the tzchat yishir also min haTorah, but some Yisurim in the Torah, we say Chatzis Shir doesn't apply at all, but basically there's a concept that generally speaking, when the Torah prohibits doing something, and the Torah prohibits doing it when somebody does a certain amount of it, so we say, even though the Torah did not prohibit, did not give punishment for doing less than the full shear, and perhaps the lav, the full prohibition doesn't exist on only a half a shear, on only half the amount, nevertheless, half the amount is not necessarily half the amount, it's any partial amount, even though the punishment doesn't exist on partial amount, and perhaps the full-fledged lav, the full-fledged prohibition is not a half the amount, nevertheless, chati shi'os min ha'ter, the partial amount is still prohibited biblically from doing. And therefore the Beis Yitzchak says, even if we'll say like the Mishnah LeMelech, that the prohibition is only to cut down the entire tree, nevertheless, to cut down some branches would be prohibited because it's a partial amount of the full size of what the Torah asked, of what the Torah prohibited. So now, we have said that, up to this point, we have said that it's a machloikas if cutting down a fruit tree for the purpose of a mitzvah is prohibited or not prohibited. Then we had a machloikas, even if it's permitted, perhaps there's a sakana involved, even if it's permitted. Then we said that there's a machloikas if somebody will only cut down branches, perhaps that's permitted even without a mitzvah purpose. And many Achronim went like that, except for the Be'er Sheva. Sounds like he doesn't hold like that, and the Beis Yitzchak says that it would be prohibited. Most Achronim permitted cutting down some branches, and one Achron, or perhaps two, prohibited cutting down some branches. So how do we go to the, how do we approach this halachically? This could be very common. I know a relative of mine. They have a very small backyard, and in which that's the most practical place for them to build a sukkah every year. And in that small yard, they have a cherry tree growing, which from year to year grows more branches. And every single year, sukkah comes, and they have to cut some branches so that they can have room for their sukkah to be built big kashrus. And every year, they have this question. Can they cut down branches of the cherry tree to make room for their sukkah? So, what should be the approach? Halachically, what should be the approach? How is one permitted to cut down those branches for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah? So we said numerous possibilities, either because it's a mitzvah, or because it's only some branches, not the whole tree. So there's a Sefer, Kovitz Halachis, from the Psalkim of Shmuel Kamenetsky. And here he brings down the Rav Kamenetsky. Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita Lelein Gezun, said that one should not cut down a whole tree for the purpose of a mitzvah. That one should not rely on. But if somebody is going to cut down only some branches, they're not cutting down the whole tree, that would be permitted, like we had many Achrayim, the Mishnah LeMelech, and others, permitted cutting down only some branches, only some of the tree, that does not get involved in the prohibition at all. And as we said, really, there's to combine with that, you could really combine with that the fact that he's doing it for a mitzvah purpose. He brings down that before Shaimer Shlito and Shmuel Kamenetsky agreed, said that what would be even better, although he permits cutting down some of the branches, nevertheless, what would be even a better idea would be to sell it to a goy and have the goy cut it down. And that would be even more of a way out, even more of a heter. And therefore, somebody should go and make a proper kinyan that let the goy be kind of the tree. And the proper kinyan is with kesef, and one should really add a shtar, because even though karkas nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka, nevertheless, the Gemara says, b'makim shekoyis min shtar, you have to write a shtar. And generally speaking, when people sell land, people do write a deed, they do write a shtar for the karka, for the sale of karka, and therefore it would be proper to make a proper kinyan on that tree or partial tree, whatever a person is cutting down, to a goy, and let a goy cut it down. And that would be the most lechatchiladik way of cutting down the tree for the purpose of building a sukkah. This concludes this shiur.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.